I really don't believe we can really imagine what that meeting's going to be like. When you're going to meet Moses and Jonah and Joseph and Daniel and everybody, and you're going to meet them and you're going to greet them and you're going to shake their hands. You're going to talk about it, and you're going to talk about this night.
Amen.
You're going to say, man, you remember that night in the tabernacle when we were singing that song? Amen. Now we're doing it.
Amen.
We're doing it right now.
Amen.
So, while we sing it one more time, you better look to the person next to you, the left and right, because you're going to meet them in the air.
Yeah.
He's going to be there. When you meet Moses, when you meet Brother Bram, they're going to be right there next to you too. So shake their hand and say, I'm going to meet you over there. Asking. And I do that a lot. He says, Lord, help me do this, and help me do this, and help me do this, and help me do that, and everything else. But he said, you got to get quiet.
Amen.
He says, that's the only way you can hear that still small voice. Real quiet. Yeah, like that. Exactly. That's what it takes. You got to get quiet so that he can talk to us. We get real impatient. We live in a time that we know everything that we want now, and it has to happen right now, and we think that the Lord don't know what we have need of. He knows what we have need of.
Amen.
Believe me, He knows what I have need of. Man, I want to make sure that He knows sometimes. You know, you just say it over and over again, Lord, Lord, you know, I know, Joseph. I know. But it is when we get quiet, and it is. It's that, you know how that is. And then He talks to us. Sometimes we think, how's that voice going to be? It's that deep peace that comes within our heart when He's talking to us. And it is only when we do get good and quiet. But we want something that's like, you know how it is sometimes early in the morning? He says, when it's all quiet and it's real still and you had a real nice rest and you slept during the night and it's just quiet when the first thing you get up in the morning. Brother Branham talked about how it was in the dew in the morning. And he says everything. He says all the demons have run away and everything else, and it's getting ready and you're fresh in your spirit. He says that you're getting ready, you've rested all night long, and that you just feel really good.
Amen.
That's such a special time of the day, I believe, for the believers.
Amen.
You know that we are a morning star.
Amen.
And what does a morning star do? It reflects the sun.
Amen.
And that's what we are. We're that morning star that is reflecting that sun, the Son of God. And as he says tonight, it's the brightest thing that it does, that you can see it first thing in the morning, is that morning star coming up. He says, that's who we are. And you know what? When you get up in the morning, he's always there with you.
Yes.
He says, there's angels encamped around about those that fear him. When you get up, that's what a promise that is. To the bride of Jesus Christ, to know that those angels are encamped right about us. They're everywhere, all around us. And I was thinking how that he says they encamp. They camp out. You get up and think, man, angels are camped out. Right here in my bedroom with me. It's like, have you ever been camping? I love to go camping. You don't get to do it very much, but I love to do it. And when you do it, you get out the camp, it's just so nice. It's just nice and quiet. You sit around, you're fellowshipping with your family, with the children, and you're talking. It's always nice when you get around a fire and that there's a fire burning. And we all experience that, how it is. You just seem to be away from pressures and everything else and enjoying it. And sometimes you can just sit there and look at that fire just for hours and just watch that fire crackle and stuff. And you feel a freedom. Well, that's what it is in your bedroom. Except for it's not family, it's angels.
Amen.
And the fire is the pillar of fire.
Amen.
So you're camping out. They're camping out with the pillar of fire. When you get up in the morning, you're camping out with the pillar of fire.
Amen.
That's pretty good stuff right there. Amen. Amen. I was thinking of that this afternoon. It's like how wonderful that it is, Lord, that, you know, that to realize that that is a promise to us and that we have that. But, you know, we don't always see it. You know, it was down with Paul on his way. Not everybody see it. And sometimes we worry about that we don't see it or we want to see something. We're so physical people that we want to see something. But he's there. He's always there. We feel the presence. And it was with maybe Daniel. That was when he was in the lion's den. We don't know if he saw that pillar of fire or not. But the pillar of fire was in there with him.
Amen.
It was in there with him. Those angels that encamped around about him, they were encamped around about Daniel.
Amen.
And that's how come when he went in there, he wasn't afraid. He said he wasn't afraid. He knew. That's why we don't have a fear for nothing. We don't have to fear anything. Because if those angels are encamped around about us, what do you got to be fearful for? Not a thing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they weren't fearful when they went in. As a matter of fact, they were in the fire, and he had to see in the fire the pillar of fire. He was inside the fire, And he says they weren't afraid either, that they knew. He says wherever they went, that they were there. But I was thinking today the same thing with Daniel. Although that he knew, just even that we knew, Brother Branham said, sometimes, I wonder if Daniel was sweating it out. I bet he was. I bet when he first opened and those lions were sitting right there, he's a man. And you know the promise. And he says, when that devil, he's sitting right there, he is sweating it out. He knew. But he knew what was inside. And that peace come over him. He says, that peace that comes over you, that is, and that still small voice, when you get quiet, that peace comes over you. And you know that he's sitting right there with you. It's the same thing with Elijah. I love the story that where he was, that he come down and he was in Dothan. And when he was in that Dothan, that he was, the army had come down to Syria to kill him. That's what they were. He says that the Syrian army were wondering, it's like, how do they know every place we're at? What's going on? He goes, man, they got a prophet over there. It tells you what you say in your bedroom, man. They wanted him dead. So they trapped him. They knew. They found out where he was, and they come down to Dothan and that they were there. Well, Gehazi, when he woke up in the next morning and he saw all Syrian army, he was definitely sweating it out. He was looking around. He was in panic mode. He wanted to know, oh my goodness, what's going on here? He says that, you know, what's happening here? And when Elijah told him, he goes, God, open up this boy's eyes. Open up his eyes. But we get that same way too. We all the time is that we feel that we're overcompassed by the devil. That he's always encompassed around about us. That he's great and he's a mighty army that he's coming after us. But we have to realize that we're got angels surrounding us all the time. He can. He's defeated. He has nothing to do with us. He has no power over us whatsoever. So it is, you know what you think sometimes when you're out there like that, you think that you're all alone. Do you ever feel like that? Like, man, especially when the enemy comes in, you're never alone.
Amen.
Amen. Never alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to read you a rich, rich nugget, and you ain't even got to polish this one. Now you can imagine how that prophet or Gehazi felt. The servant. He looked over at him and he said, why? I don't see nobody. He was sweating it out. He said, God, open this boy's eyes. And as soon as he did, something, here it is, get it, when he opened his spiritual eyes. Oh, there you go. His spiritual sight, all around there, the prophet, stood chariots of fire and angels of fire. Why? He's seen the chariots of fire outnumbered the Syrian army by the thousands. The mountains were on fire. The angels were on fire. The horses were on fire. The chariots were on fire. Woo, I guess Gehazi was having a jubilee then when he saw that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it says, and the Bible says, the angels of God encamp about those who fear him. And just the same tonight.
Amen.
Tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I wonder what would happen if a man here tonight had the power to strike across your eyes and say, look, standing around this tabernacle tonight, you would be a member here the rest of your life. Here for the rest of our lives.
Amen.
We ain't going no place.
Amen.
Yeah, praise the name of the Lord. He continues to say, he says, sometimes, and this is what's so wonderful, sometimes you can't see it with your natural eye, but you can feel the impulse of it. Something near, a sixth sense that denotes something is near.
Amen.
Do you denote that tonight?
Amen.
Something is near. He's right here. He's right here in this. Amen. He's right here in this building.
Amen.
And if we believe that the angels encamp around about those that fear him, who is that you?
Amen.
Is that you?
Amen.
Then if I have angels encamp around about me, and he's got angels encamp around about him and her, and all you, how many angels is here right now?
Amen.
Amen. So when you get up tomorrow morning, or every morning, or anywhere that you are, but you get up in the stillness of the morning, tomorrow morning when you get up, you realize them angels are right there.
Amen.
They're right there in the room, right there with you, watching over you. They've been watching over you all night long. They're sitting right there, watching you, protecting you, keeping you from all harm.
Amen.
It's a good time to have quiet time.
That's right.
It's a good time to have communion, to talk to him and to thank him. Lord, I'm so glad. Remember, wherever you go, whatever you do, they're always there. He said, that's his promise. His word is, he would never leave you. He would never forsake you.
Amen.
He's always there in the time of trouble. You just got to believe. Satan tries to tell you, make you think that it's not. He's there.
Amen.
Like he said, you can't always see him with your eyes. And we have a problem with that a lot of times. We want to see it because seeing is believing, not with a believer.
Amen.
Not with us. Amen. We don't have to see nothing. We know.
Amen.
We know. We know that he's there. Listen to what he said again. Sometimes you can't see it with your natural eye, but you can feel the impulse of it.
Amen.
I love that. The impulse of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit. You feel him. You know him. You know he's in this room right now with us. And what he's going to do. No, no telling what he's going to do tonight.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let's stand up.
Amen.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad to be one of them, by his grace and mercy, and to know that his presence, that he's here. It's just not something to be talking about. It's a reality. And to know is sometimes that, Lord, sometimes I've thought that I didn't see it. People say, I didn't see it. I want to see it. I want to see it. I'd love to see it, Lord, and I will see it, but I know you're here.
Amen.
And if you always keep that promise in your heart, no matter what comes, where you're at or what you're doing, you're not alone. Angels. What did he say? You're surrounded with angels of fire.
Amen.
Horses of fire. Chariots of fire. All around you, if you can just open your eyes and see them. That same Almighty God is around his bride all the time. So you take courage and to know, no matter what it is, what it seems, what it feels like, or anything else, He ain't never going to leave you. Let's remember once again, we're sealed in. You can't get out. He knew you before the foundation of the world. He predestinated you to be who you are. He knew that you'd be here tonight. He knows your troubles, your sorrows, and everything else. Just, I love you, Lord. I just love you, Lord. You've done everything to me. He knows what your problems are. He knows what your sorrows are, your heartaches are. He knows everything about you. And let's just bow our heads and we want to thank Him for all that He does for us. We want to invite Him just to come and let us worship You, Lord. Come, let us open up our heart, Lord, so that that Word can feed us. It's feeding a bride, and we believe it with all of our heart. And that we know Your angels encamp around about us, Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes You just got to pull us up to You, Lord. Hold us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Do you believe He's here?
Amen.
Do you believe He's here? If you just...
Amen.
We've got a little song. If you just listen closely. He's here. He's calling out Your name.
Amen.
He's here to give you whatever you have need of. He's here to refresh you with the Holy Spirit tonight. If you haven't got the Holy Spirit and the baptism out, He'll give it to you.
Amen.
Whatever that you have need of, believe it. Hold on to it. Because it's a promise. So I just want to sing that song tonight before we pray. He is here. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Blessed be His holy name.
Amen.
He is here. Calling out Your name, you can touch Him. You want to touch Him tonight? Just let me just touch the hem of Your garment tonight, Lord Jesus. Give me something special tonight, Lord.
Yes.
He's going to do it. It's a promise.
He is here.
Lord, before the foundation of the world, to be Your lambs, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the message, Lord. And we thank you for the messenger that you sent to bring that word, Lord Jesus. A yielded vessel, Lord, that you spoke through, Lord. It wasn't the words of man. It was the words of Almighty God speaking through the man. And we worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be here, Lord, in this tabernacle. We thank you for the families that are listening in and the churches around the world, Lord Jesus, as we unite together around your word, Lord. Because it's only this word that can unite the bride of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we know that you're calling your bride together, Lord, and this word's bringing them together, Lord. Because you're calling out your bride. You sent a message to perfect the bride, Lord. And it's this word, that holy word, Lord, that does it. And we thank you, Lord, that we have a revelation of it, Lord. It's so deep in our heart, Lord Jesus, nothing can sway us, Lord. Let it anchor in our hearts tonight that your angels encamp around about us, Lord Jesus. That you're always there with us, Lord. No matter where we go, what we do, you're always there, Lord. You're protecting your little lambs, Lord. Encourage them tonight, Lord. May they take a new hold, Lord. That they know that they're standing upon that rock, Lord. And you are that rock, Lord. And Father, fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Refresh them, Lord Jesus. They need it for the journey that we're going through, Lord. Father, we need you every minute of every hour of every day, Lord. And let us be careful, Lord, to listen to that still small voice, Lord. Father, sometimes we get in such a hurry. We do things, and Lord, we don't mean to. Lord, we don't want to, Lord. You just forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings, Lord. And how we miss you, Lord. We don't mean to, Lord. But Lord, you're always mindful of us. Even when we do, Lord, you're always right there with us, Lord. Father, you know what the needs are in these prayer requests. Forgive me, Lord, for not reading them, Lord, but you know who they are. Amen. You know what they have need of. Yes, every hand that went up, every heart that's here, every heart that's listening in, Father, you know what they have need of. We don't have to say it, Lord, because you know it, Lord. And Father, we're believing that we're coming before your throne, Lord, holding that token up, Lord, before you. Believing and knowing, Lord, that these requests are going to be met, Lord. Each and every one of them, Lord, because we're your children and you promised it. We would ask anything in your name and that we would believe it, that we would have it. We claim it, Lord. We believe it because of Calvary. We're not worthy, but thou art worthy, Lord. Meet every request, every need, Lord. Bless the heart, Lord, of each and every one that's here. Come, Lord, let us worship you, Lord. Thank you for your grace once again, Lord. That beautiful and wonderful grace, Lord Jesus. Open up our hearts now to hear the word as it comes forth, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you what you've been doing for us, Lord. It seems to get greater and greater and greater, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hopefully that, Lord, we believe that the bride has made herself ready. And we know that that faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word. And that's what we're doing here tonight. Faithfully, Lord, trying to. Father, we love you and thank you. Bless and be with us tonight as we take this service. And we commit it into your hands, Lord. For your honor, your glory, we ask this all in thy precious name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
is such an honor and privilege to be here on Wednesday night with you at the Tabernacle. This little song is, I am blessed. I am blessed.
Amen.
Every day that I wake, I am blessed. So I lay my head to rest, I am still blessed. How many feel that in their heart tonight? Amen.
Well, I am blessed.
I am blessed.
song came on my heart this afternoon, and you know, I was thinking back to the last camp that we had with the 9 through 12 year olds, and Brother Joseph talked about heroes. And as we sang Meeting in the Air, little David, Moses in the bulrush, and how the Lord used young people at young ages and got a hold of them when they were young. And the little hero that we talked about was Esther. And there's this little song, is if I perish, I perish, but I'm going to see the King. No matter through the trials, through the tribulations, persecutions, I'll be faithful, for I'm going to see the King. Amen. Well, if I perish, if I perish, oh, I perish, oh, but I'm going to see the King. Oh, if I perish, oh, I perish, I'm going to see the King. If I perish, if I perish. just sweetly to him.
Stored up food
today. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We're getting ready to be fed. Lots of social, lots of vitamin enriched message. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Tonight we're going to listen to the beginning and the end of the Gentile dispensation. And God bless you. Here's our prophet and our pastor, Brother Branham.
Amen.